This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What are you drinking? Vinny. Cake bread, Chardonnay. Haney. Mick Ultra. Vinny and Haney. 105.7. The Fan.
Total Request Thursday. You pick the songs, we play them. Send your song request, plus support text line at 410-583-1057. Now it's 11 o'clock-ish. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up later in the show. It is game day. Most importantly is the Ravens, or game night. Host the Bengals 8:15, M&T Bank Stadium. Division matchup. Cincinnati is 3-1 on the road. They sucked at home until they beat the Raiders this past week. Ravens 3-1 at home. One loss to the Raiders, which may or may not come back to haunt them at some point in time. Bob Adi, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw here to preview said game from the Baltimore Sun Guild. Let's welcome back to the show, Brian Wacker. Brian, good morning. What is up?
Good morning, guys.
All right, we got Lamar playing. Likely not. You just heard during the update. Well, you're there. No Urban, I guess. Health status for guys like Arthur Jones? Is Keaton Mitchell going to play now that likely isn't? Does this mean a expanded role, any role at all maybe for Deontay Johnson? How are we looking from a personnel standpoint heading into the 8:15 kickoff?
Yeah, I mean, first starting with Keaton Mitchell, it'll be interesting. I'm trying to read between the tea leaves when John Harbaugh was asked about this earlier in the week. I don't get the sense maybe that he'll play. And look, is there a need to play him right now, given how well they're running the ball with Derrick Henry, the NFL's leading rusher? You've got Lamar, of course, who, you know, hasn't been running as much. That was pretty notable last week, given some maybe a little bit of a banged up knee, although he's off the injury report. So who knows if Mitchell is active, certainly adds another explosive element if he is able to play. Otherwise, you know, look, they've got plenty of weapons. Offense is not an issue for this team.
Hey, Brian, what do you think they will do? Because they like to play a ton of Likely and Andrews together. With Likely out, is that going to be – we're going to see Kolar's reps increased?
Yeah, I would think you would see an increase of Kolar's usage. I think – perhaps Pat Ricard will get a little more usage as well. We saw, I think, an uptick in his snaps last week, playing a good bit. So, and look, this is the Bengals defense you can certainly run against, you can throw against as well. They didn't do a ton of running against them last time they played in Cincinnati earlier this season. I think Derrick Henry had maybe a dozen carries or thereabouts.
15.
But, yeah, so, to me, this is it's not complicated. You want to, Lamar's been operating at an elite level, calling the right plays, throwing accurately, even if he's maybe not at full strength, getting the ball out in space, and leaning on that running game to kind of hammer, be the hammer on the nail in the second half.
Now, he did have 12 carries last time they played the Bengals, and I think a lot of that was because of the blitz. Mm. I anticipate them pretty much doing the same thing defensively, because they did, like you said, they did stop Henry. He had the 141-yarder. Other than that, you know, he didn't have a ton. So I think they're going to come after him again and challenge the wide receivers and, you know, see if they can get to Lamar.
Yeah, look, pun intended, teams don't change their stripes, right? The Bengals blitz. That's what they're going to do. Yeah, so that's why I get paid so well. So, no, but listen, they are going to blitz Lamar. We've seen teams that typically blitz. They don't shy away from that. And to Lamar's credit, he has been absolutely lethal against the blitz this season, and that included last week in their victory over Denver. So, and we've seen it at other times. So to your point, look, they're going to challenge him and say, you know, beat us with your arm, beat us with your arm. He was able to do that against a very good, very sound Denver defense a week ago. And look, this is a team also, I think, guys, we have to remember that plays really well at home at night.
Now with Gesicki, do you see Hamilton playing against him a bunch?
You would think so. I mean, look, I wrote about this today. Roquan Smith is, you know, he's been a curious, it's been very curious, his performance this year, not playing near to the level that he was a year ago. Run defense has been pretty sound for him. The passing defense has been a real problem. We saw it again last week against the Broncos, one of his poorer performances this week. And, you know, part of that might be the scheme, i.e. dropping those guys into a deeper zone, sort of a soft zone, bend but don't break philosophy, until teams get down into that red zone, get down near the goal line, and then they can tighten up, you know, with the back end of the end zone there as that extra defender. But, yeah, look, Hamilton, I think you'll see him play Gesicki, because, again, this is an area of the field that Joe Burrow excels in, middle of the field, short passes, 0 to 10 yards, 10 to 20 yards. He's been really, really effective this season, and that's been an area for the Ravens that has been a real problem this season.
Now, I see the Bengals tonight, you know, because the last time they played, they had Higgins, and he had 14 targets. All right, so what have they been doing without Higgins? A lot more two tight ends, trying to run the ball a little bit more. I think, depending on Travis Jones's health and how they do it, because they ran for over 100 yards last week, I think they're going to try to run the ball more and probably more play action pass stuff on first down.
Yeah, look, that I think you nailed it on the head. And look, this Bengals team has struggled when they have not had Higgins in the past against the Ravens. So I would not be surprised to see them lean on the tight end game, lean on the running game, lean on, you know, the screen and swing pass game with the running backs, because that's an area, again, that the Ravens defense has struggled in. What adjustments will Zachary's defense make? We'll have to see, because again, that to me is the area that Cincinnati can succeed and move the ball up and down the field on this team, is tight ends over the middle of the field, out in the flats, short routes, quick stuff in that 0 to 10, 0 to 15 yard range. I think, you know, is an area where Joe Burrow is going to be very dangerous.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun Guild, our own Shecky Green here on The Fan, if you will, given the one-liners he brings to the equation. X's and O's, Brian, aside, it's a divisional game. Ravens have already lost three times in conference. They've already lost at home to the Raiders. Cincinnati probably should have beat them in the first matchup. If they win, they're 5-5. Ravens are only a game ahead of them. So there's a lot of other intangible things involved. How do you see this one playing out, with Cincinnati not playing for their season but getting close to it?
You know, if you went back a few days ago, I might have said I might have leaned a little bit toward the Bengals, but I think I'm kind of swaying a little bit more toward the Ravens again. This team is very good at home at night, and this look, you, to your point, this is a divisional game. You know, these teams know each other so well. And I just think this Ravens offense right now, even if Lamar is a little dinged up and hasn't practiced a ton, I think, you know, they seem to be in sync offensively, and they should be able to outscore the Bengals. So I would expect this to be kind of a high scoring game, a lot of, you know, up and down the field. And I kind of like the Ravens to, edge it out, maybe 28-24, somewhere in that range.
Appreciate it, Brian. As always, enjoy M&T Bank Stadium tonight. It's going to be a lovely night for football, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brian.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
There's Brian Wacker, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back to whip around. Having it in the world of sports last night a lot. NBA back on the hardwood after Election Day. The Capitals win yet again. And some historic stuff, cool stuff happened on this day in sports history. It's November the 7th. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. Featured Artist Fridays tomorrow. Get your votes.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's in now.
Vinny and Haney's Whip. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You're on this game day Thursday. Total request Thursday. Get your votes in, featured artist Friday. You know the drill if you're familiar. If not, get your votes in. 410-583-1057. Applause for text line. Text it. And then Nolan will count them. And who are we going to pick a song, pick a band. We'll jam to them. It's band related. Tomorrow, the first things first, a little whip around fun on the ice. Arguably, well, maybe Winnipeg, but one of the more surprising teams based on recent performance and expectations going into the season, Washington Capitals, back on the ice last night down in D.C., and a guy who was surprising in his output at his advanced age continues to rock and roll.
Makes its way to Ovechkin. On the curl and drag, it's Dylan Strome feeding Ovechkin. He scores! The grade eight back on the board.
Joe Beninati, Monumental Sports on the call. Ovi, goal and an assist. What's it, five straight games with a goal?
Yeah, five straight. I mean, Ovi's playing. I mean, Bob, last year at this time, he sucked. You know, I mean, we thought, Jesus, he's like done. He didn't. He's got 8 goals right now. He's 36 away from Gretzky. And last year, it took him to get 8 goals till game 35. So, what are they? 9-3, I think. Or 9-2-1, something like that.
They're 9-3.
Yeah, 9-3. So, he's playing exceptionally well. And he's passing the puck, too. He's got a bunch of, you know, he got a bunch of assists, too. And Dylan Strome made a nice pass last night. And Ovi made a hell of a shot in third period. It was tied 2-2. You know, for them to get the lead and hold on and win it. So, you know, the Caps, they're in second place right now in the Metro, which is totally shocking. Now, they got a big game Friday night at home, I think, again, on ESPN against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but the Penguins stink.
Yes.
5-7-2.
Yeah, the Penguins. They're old. Bob, they are old. They're really old. And they haven't had draft picks because they traded them all. And they got a bunch of old guys on that team right now.
Now, in regards to Ovi's own goal, pace to score over 50 goals this year, is this sustainable right now?
I don't think so. I don't think. I mean, this is like 6-7 years ago, Ovi, sure. You know, the way he's going. I mean, I hope he does. I mean, Bob, he gets on the power play. He plays a ton of power play time. He's out there the whole 2 minutes on the power play. And they give him, when they're up by a goal or two and it's an empty net, they give him those goals. So we'll see. I mean, Bob, if he's sitting, you know, at the halfway point or whatever, and he's only like 15 or 14 away, he's going to get it this year because everybody thought that it would be early next year he would get it.
But not only that, too, I would guess, and I'm not a hockey expert by any stretch, but not only is he chasing an untouchable record, they keep winning. Now they might be chasing some stuff once they get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's not only about him getting personal goals, the team goals are going to start changing, I would assume, here.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot. Strome, to me, is their best player, the centerman. And he's got a ton of assists this year. And he's playing with another Russian Protas, you know, who's like a 6'5", big winger stuff. But Ovi just looks like he's in much better shape. And, you know, because in the offseason, everybody said, oh, he looks fat, blah, 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 all that. I don't know what, but he came in great shape and ready to play. And he looks really good playing right now.
Men's college hoops last night, local. Well, Morgan took it on the chin. A Mercyhurst. Never even heard of it. Man, a lot of schools out there. I'm not smart enough to get into any of them, of course, but 78-73. Also, High Point got Medieval on Coppin, 73-51. Terps tomorrow host Mount St. Mary's, a game you can hear. 105.7 The Fan, college football. Maryland at Oregon Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Terps 4-4, 1-4 in the Big Ten, 25-point underdogs against the Ducks, who are now chasing national championships. They're the number one team in the rankings and number one right now in the college football.
If you were betting man, Bob,
and I am,
would you? I would bet that Oregon beats them by more than 25.
I would lean in that direction myself. I did say on the air yesterday, because I think it's a safe bet it won't happen. If Oregon loses to Maryland, I'm getting a Terps tattoo on my vacation, which, by the way, is the week after Thanksgiving. So we'll see. Might get one anyway. Who knows? Alabama at LSU. That's a big game. Georgia, Ole Miss. Talking about matchups of top 25 teams. Elimination stuff going on. Alabama, LSU. Losers probably toast. Georgia could be in a big situation. They lose to Ole Miss.
Well, Ole Miss has got, they've got to win a big game. That's because they've already lost two. But, I mean, they lose, you know, to the Alabama. You know, whenever they get in that type of game, they don't win. They got it at home. They got Georgia at home. So, otherwise, they get three losses. And then, you know, what bowl game you going to?
It's the Vinny and Haney Show. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Got Nolan over there, Bob Haney, and Vinny Serrato, NBA last night. Let's get through this as quickly as possible because time is of the essence. Houston, 127-100 over San Antonio. Fred VanVleet had a big day for the Rockets, who aren't that bad. 21-7-10. Cam Whitmore, Baltimore. He had 4 points, a rebound, and an assist. It was Memphis, 131-114 over the Lakers. Don't hear much about them because they've lost three of their last four games. And I know Anthony Davis is hurt, which he kind of always is.
And so is the other guy, the shooter. He's out too.
Yeah, whatever. It's Santé Aldama, Loyola Greyhound, 11 points, 12 boards, 3 assists. John Moran had 23 players for the Grizz at 20 last night. Dallas 119-99 over the Bulls. Jalen Smith sticks. Baltimore, Maryland. Mount St. Joe 2-5 there. Luka Doncic 27-7-13, 4 steals. Hey, doing what we had to do. And Nolan, I can't remember if I bought or sold this, but Denver beat Oklahoma City.
Wow. No more undefeated. So it's just the Cavs.
Yeah, they won handily. But 124-122. Block shot there won a SGA at the end. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland, at 13 points, 2 boards, and an assist for the Thunder. The Joker, how about this triple-double? You never judge someone by the way they look.
No.
Or their athleticism or lack thereof. 23 points, 20 boards, 16 assists.
Jesus.
Yeah. Get some of that. Phoenix won 115-112 over Miami. Haywood Highsmith, Archbishop Curley, he had 19.7 boards. Damian Lee, Calvert Hall, DNP. Kevin Durant at 32 for the Suns, who, by the way, are 7-1. Nice start to their season. Sacramento won 122-107 over Toronto. No Quickly, he's banged up and played in a minute. Bruno Fernando, Maryland, a rebound and an assist. Kevin Herter, Terps, 11-4-2. Alex Len, Maryland, 3.6 boards, 4 block shots. For the Kings, this day in sports history, it's November the 7th. Where are we going? Let's start a little boxing here. 1988 in Las Vegas. Sugar Ray Leonard knocked out Donnie Lalonde in the 9th round to win the light heavyweight championship and the super middleweight championship of the WBC. That made Sugar Ray Leonard a 5-division champion, as he had already won the welterweight, junior middleweight, and the middleweight championship. So Sugar Ray Leonard doing great things against Donnie Lalonde. Got off the canvas to do it, too, as a matter of fact. Let's see, 1989 baseball. Greg Olson won the American League Rookie of the Year Award for the Orioles. 5-2, .69, 27 saves. Edged out Tom Flash Gordon for that honor. 1976 NFL in San Diego, Burt Jones. 3 touchdown passes, 1 to Lydell Mitchell, 2 to Roger Carr. Sack pack got to Dan Fouts 5 times. Colts improved 8-1. 1977, Monday Night Football. A year later, in the rain, if you remember. If you know, you know. Burt to Freddie Scott, 4th quarter, as the Colts edged the Redskins 10-3. Improved to 7-1 on the year. And the Ravens, the new team at the new stadium, M&T Bank, 14 years ago today, 2010. Beat the Dolphins 26-10. Joe Flacco, 2 touchdown passes, 1 to Willis McGahee, 1 to Derek Mason. And Pro Bowl kicker Billy Cundiff, Nolan, kicked 4 field goals.
People forget he was a Pro Bowl kicker.
That's right. 26-10, the Ravens beat the Dolphins on this day 14 years ago. We'll come back. Vinny's keys to victory as the modern-day Ravens try to handle their business against the Bengals. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. News from the Nets, top of the hour. Going to hear from all the parties involved, Cincinnati and Baltimore. Well, not all of them, but the ones who spoke to the media. You get the point. 12:15, let's count that late-week money. Hey, we're at Horseshoe Casino. Brew Brothers.
Yep.
The Baltimore Game Day Uncensored, the pregame show. Brought to you by Rice, Martha Pesaurus. Bobster likes to gamble. Bobster's not good at gambling. It's like sticking your face in a fan. I do it over and over again, but I need some dough. We're going to have the extra cash. We'll find out at 12:15. And Joe Daneman, Fox 19 News, Cincinnati, talking about the Bengals here on the Fan.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient. We're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. NFL football game right here.
1057 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Game day Thursday. Ravens tonight, 8:15, hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Looks like that spread's going down yet another half a point. ESPN bet, it's 5.5. Over-under is still pretty hefty, 52.5. So expecting some big points on a nice night at M&T Bank Stadium. But for the Ravens, trying to avoid a 4th conference loss coming off a blowout win against the Denver Broncos last Sunday. Vinny, how do they make it 2 in a row against Cincinnati? Keys to victory.
All right, number one, less than 3 explosive plays, 20-plus plays, less than 3. I think they've been averaging 5 or 6. They have the most in the league. But if they can keep them to less than 3, it's probably half of what Denver had. Number 2, no mental errors in the secondary. I mean, tired of talking about it, tired of hearing about communication. Let's have no communication issues in the secondary, especially in the red zone. Let's, you know, play to your paycheck or play to the level that you're thought to be. Number 3, keep them under 70 rush yards. I think this one's critical. I think they're going to try to run it more. They're running more 2 tight end sets. And Chase Brown had a good game rushing last week. He didn't against the Ravens in week 5, but that's when the Ravens were totally healthy up front. Lots going to be determined on Travis Jones being healthy. And I think Roquan and Simpson against Cincinnati last time, 21 tackles. So if they can do that, they won't give up a lot of rushing yards because these guys are not going to knock them off the ball. But they got to be stout at the point of attack. And we'll see. Number four, keep Chase under 100 yards. You got to tackle him. I mean, 80 of his 193 last time was, I don't even know if he got touched on that one. But they got to tackle him. Keep him under 100 yards. He had 12 targets last time. He's going to get a ton of targets again. I would imagine more than 12 with Higgins out. So keep him under 100 yards would be big. And if that takes doubling him a lot, got no problem with that. Number five, Ravens offense. 7+ explosive plays for the offense. And they usually, it'd be nice to get like 2 or 3 in a run game. And then get 4 in a pass game. Zay Flowers, last time against Cincinnati, had over 100 yards. I mean, there was a lot of guys that contributed last time they played the Bengals. I think Bateman had 4 catches and all the tight ends. I think they had like, 4 touchdowns?
Everybody scored.
Yeah. So, explosive plays, big plays. Number 6, receivers and tight ends. Got to win one-on-one matchups because they're going to blitz. They're going to play man coverage. And I also said with that, over 100 yak yards. And why do I think you can get so many yak yards? You're playing man-to-man coverage. You beat one guy, you're running for a lot of yards after. So make some plays after the catch. And they're very capable of that. Although with Likely being out, that's, you know, because Kolar's not a big yak dude. Andrews is better nowadays. And Zay Flowers, big time. Bateman can be. The guy who, Kolar, you know, like I said, Kolar's not. The guy who's got a chance to be Justice Hill. Justice Hill makes some plays there. And then number 7, rush for over 175 yards. Throw for over 250. Last time they played the Bengals, I mean, they were out to stop Henry, 92 yards. But the Ravens were always playing catch-up. So Justice Hill, you know, a lot of people were complaining about Henry not being in there in the second half a lot. Because they were trying to catch up all the time, which means they were throwing the ball all the time. And Lamar threw it 42 times. I mean, it'd be beautiful in this game if Lamar throws it 22 times. You know, like he's
been.
And
they still rushed for 175 yards in the first game, by the way.
Well, Lamar had a bunch.
Yeah, 55.
And then last but not least, win special teams. That's what won it last time. They missed a field goal. Tucker made the 56-yarder. I mean, that was the big difference in that game. So winning special teams is going to be good. And actually, I could have said being the best kicker on the field. You know, Tucker was last time, and McPherson wasn't. McPherson's missed 3 over 50. Tucker's missed, 2 over 50 or 3 right around 50. So it's going to the kicking game could be critical.
Tucker beyond 50 is 2 for 5.
Yeah, oofta.
2 for 5. Missed his last one.
Yeah. Was that the ugly one?
No, he made that. The ugly kick went through.
Yeah.
McPherson's miss was because the holder dropped the ball.
Yeah.
So he had to kick it like the point of the football is pointing at the goalpost. But there's Vinny's keys. We have time for a call, don't. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's game day. Ravens looking to go to 7-3 with Pittsburgh looming on the 17th. Cincinnati trying to get to 500 for the first time this year. And with a win, would move to within a game of the Ravens. Let's go to Ellicott City. It's Kevin. Kevin, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's good, Vinny and Bob? How y'all doing?
Hey, Kevin.
Wonderful.
Cool. You know, good, strong game, right? AFC North matchup. Team we don't like very much at all. I think just, you know, I'd like to see us be in a kind of a grinded out, but look sharp offensively. Defense just got to hold at the right time, you know what I mean? But light change in the score prediction from yesterday, 34-28 Ravens. And it's about to be showtime for Mr. Lamar and company. Let's get it on.
All right, Kevin, 34-28, that's a push on the, well, actually 5.5 covers and definitely over. So, yeah, 45-28. How much is that, Nolan? That's 62. Yes, we're good. Right? 35?
You got it. I'm 100% wrong on that. I know it. Flown's going to be
flooded.
What
did you say, 34-28?
Yeah.
So,
64-62.
Oh, it's way over, bro. We're 10 points over that thing. But, hey, I'm seeing fireworks offensively here.
Yeah, me too. Beautiful weather tonight. Yeah, probably not much wind. I definitely, and, you know, the Bengals are going to score if the Ravens don't tackle well. You know, that's what's going to happen.
It's 88-81-057, the Fan, your picks for tonight's game. Get in here at 410-583-1057. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday on the Plaza Port text line. Get your song request for Total Request Thursday. Oh, we got plenty to get to. Fun House with Nolan McGraw as well. News for the next top of the hour. Where's our late week money? Let's count that up, hopefully at 12:15. Buy or sell, that is. And then Joe Daneman, Fox 19 in Cincinnati. Biggest game of the year, maybe for both teams, coming up tonight at 8:15. Gesicki had two touchdowns. Josevas is a guy I would not sleep on at all tonight if I'm Zach Ward. I'm assuming he's not. So I expect fireworks. I'm usually wrong. I'd be more surprised if it's like a 21-18, 21-17 game. Oh. It might be that at halftime based on recent performances here.
Yeah, I would be totally, I'd be totally shocked. Bob, if it was low scoring game, a defensive game with two bad defense, I mean, there'd have to be a lot of interceptions or something going on.
All right, let's get out to the phones. Go to Maine. It's Matt. Matt, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? A couple of things super quick, and I'll talk fast. I promised Nolan that I would.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. I know. I sometimes get on my soapbox. Total Request Thursday. Is that what we're doing, Bob?
Yeah, or Featured Artist Friday. Get your votes in, man.
How about Featured Artist Friday in honor of the late, great Quincy Jones? We do Michael Jackson tomorrow for Featured Artist.
I think that's a strong, strong suggestion.
All right, I appreciate that. Now I'm going to wax negative for a second, so bear with me. So, Bob, I did some research last night at Vinny. For me, John Harbaugh is held to a different standard because he's got one thing that a lot of teams don't have, which is a two-time and potentially, knock on wood, three-time MVP. Since 1999, there's been, to the best of my research, six coaches and at least two-time MVPs, and every one of them have won a Super Bowl together except Lamar and Harbaugh, and I do not put any of this on Lamar. To me, we're watching Michael Jackson and Michael Jordan when we watch Lamar. I just want to say that in all of the big moments, last year, you know, the AFC Championship game, Bob, when you were 18 and walking around Patterson Park, if you used the same line on a girl 30 times and it didn't work, wouldn't you change that line up? I know you would.
Well, so, you know, I would have been scoring a touchdown within 18, just giving you a heads up there. Totally honest with you. But yeah, you got to improvise and adapt and overcome.
Exactly, Bob. Improvise and adapt. So the thing is like we went into that AFC Championship game and Harbaugh, I hate to dwell on it, but he was 0-30 when running backs didn't run the ball more than 12 times. So you haven't, you're 0-30. You never got it done that way. This year, you come into such an important and crucial year. And you basically put all of this on Zach Orr. You give him no backup plan. You don't make apologies in the middle of the season, but yet you bring in a guy that you got rid of to suddenly fix the defense. My thing is this. I think they'll squeeze out the win tonight. I think they lose in Pittsburgh next week. If something doesn't happen this year, I think John Harbaugh should do, Edgar Allan Poe said basically a flock of Ravens is known as a kindness. I think John Harbaugh should do the Ravens flock of kindness and go coach college if he does not get it done this year with Lamar and give someone else the chance. The same way I'll hang up on this, Michael Jordan, Doug Collins, they were a good tandem. Only when they brought in Phil did Michael become Michael. Lamar needs to get the chance to be Lamar. Take it easy, fellas.
All right, there's Matt. And then Jordan talked Doug Collins into coming out of retirement to coach the Wizards. After their primes, of course. Doug Collins has gotten the Hall of Fame, by the way. And congratulations to him because he was a hell of a player before injuries ended his career with the Sixers. But that's not here nor there. Still, Matt just made it clear. I know Brian and Owings Mills, there's plenty of others. They just want Harbsy gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anything less than a Super Bowl, people want him out the door. Holding back Lamar, you buying that one?
No. No. I mean, offensively, they've been spectacular. Zach Orr may hold back Lamar. That's kind of, and you know, that's a decision that Harbs make. But if Harbs goes to the Super Bowl, like you had said earlier, Bob, he's going to Hall of Fame.
No, the gold jacket, they might be fitting him for that one. What about you, Nolan? What do you think here? Oh, Harbs getting unnecessary heat? I mean, or is it time for, we're just talking about it with Brandon Hyde. As the Orioles lost in the playoffs quietly 2 years in a row, that maybe there's a new voice that needs to get in there. Are we buying that with John Harbaugh?
It comes with the territory.
Sure.
But look at other long-tenured coaches. I mean, Mike Tomlin's always the one that is going to be the direct comparison, both in the AFC North, hired within a year of each other. And Tomlin's got his own success, Super Bowl trips, Super Bowl victory. But since then, not a lot.
I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in, what, 6-7 years there?
A lot of winning seasons, but, you know, if you ask a Steelers fan, are you in it to win 9 games every year? Or are you in it to win Super Bowls? I think it's a resounding answer on Super Bowls. So every fan's different. People get impatient. They don't, you know, they gloss over sustained success. They trade that for one Super Bowl and 10 years of losing. I think some fans feel that way, but...
Andy Reid, let's use him as an example. In Philly, he was getting them to a certain level, and they did make it to the Super Bowl, lost to the Patriots. Then I guess they decided, Jeffrey Loria, that it was time for a change. Andy Reid's going to Kansas City and exceeded what he did with the Eagles. Granted, he's got arguably one of the 5 best quarterbacks in the history of the league, but he's taken it to another level. But my point is, the voice, I guess, as they saw it in Philly, got stale. I mean, be careful what you wish for.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And Harbs has a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah. And Tomlin just got a new deal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, and they're in first place. Last time I checked the standings was like 5 minutes ago.
Important to note there, you remember at the end of last season when it was a talking point, whether he was going to stay or they might move on from him, players like TJ Watt were very vocal, saying, no, bring this guy back. That's the only coach I want to play for. That's your tell. When the players start getting a little uneasy, or they're going above Harbaugh, they're going to ownership or whatever, or they're voicing their displeasure, then you can have a conversation. But if he's got the players' support, he's not going anywhere.
You know what would have been interesting? Let's say that Zach Orr hadn't played for the Ravens and stuff. Would the, you know, if he was just a 30-year-old guy that they got from somewhere, some other team, that the players wouldn't be buying in or protecting Zach Orr as much?
I think it's different, not only because he played here. He's been a coach for the Ravens for a couple of years, so he is familiar. If they would have dragged him from Arizona to take over, then, oh, my God, I'd be like, what the hell are you thinking here? Because there's no familiarity with the players. Maybe they just... And look, the book on Zach Orr's not finished being written yet.
No. He's still... Just like it is with Lamar. It's about the playoffs. You know, it's about from now on out for Zach Orr and the playoffs to see.
Lamar's going to be one of the main reasons they get to the playoffs.
No doubt.
Zach Orr's defense might be the main reason they don't last long.
Totally.
News from the Nets coming up next. What do you think, people? 410-583-1057. Your predictions for tonight's game. Ravens, 6.5.5, point favorites, according to ESPN Bet. Get Cincinnati. We'll count some dough, hopefully. Hey, if you want to make a bet at 12:15 with buy or sell, then Joe Dannemann, Fox 19 in Cincy. The importance of this game cannot be understated. Joe Burrow, they won handily, and you would have thought they lost by 40 last week.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.